Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn. Are you going through change in your life? If I'm honest with you, I don't like going through change, especially as I get older. I'm a creature of habit, and you know, especially for us guys, we've got t-shirts that we like to wear. We're comfortable, and they start to get holes in them or stains in the armpits from wearing them way too long, but they're comfortable, and it's maybe our favorite team winning a Super Bowl or a NBA championship or Kentucky basketball team NCAA championship, or maybe you got that pair of comfortable shoes that, man, they look really ragged, but they're just comfortable, aren't they? Yet I'm realizing that when I want to grow in my life, whether it's spiritually or personally or professionally, that usually involves change. And I've been reading a devotional book over the past couple of years called Mornings with the Holy Spirit. And really, really enjoyed it. It's by Jennifer LeClaire. And I posted on my Facebook page, Greg Horn. A lot of people probably had, I'm not exaggerating, in the past couple of years, probably at least 50 people ask, what is that devotional book? And so we'll post it with this podcast. But I want to read the devotion that she had recently. It's from April 8th, if you want to know specifically, even though I know the this obviously is past April the 8th. But it's called Keep Pressing In for Change. She says, change is a process, and often it's an ugly process. As I am changing you from glory to glory, it's likely that things will look worse before they look better. Anybody listening today, can you relate to what she just said there? It's likely that things will look worse before they look better. Jennifer goes on to say, don't stop the process when things look ugly. Don't run away from what I am doing in your heart. Keep partnering with me to work out the change you want to see in your life. If you keep pressing in for the change I'm leading you into, you will come out on the other side with new gratitude, new perspective, new effectiveness, new blessings, and much, much more. And remember, you'll never stop changing as long as you are in your physical body. Embrace my work in your life. It is not always fun, but it's worth it. What a powerful devotional. That's by Jennifer LeClaire called Mornings with the Holy Spirit. But I want to go through a couple of things through that devotion. I just believe that there's somebody listening today that you're going through a change, and, you know, it's uncomfortable, and yet I really believe that God wants you to know that you're on the verge of a breakthrough in your life. Just on the other side of this storm, those dark clouds, you know, there's the old saying, April showers bring May flowers. And of course, you know, we love the sunshine, but without the rain to give the flowers and the trees and everything, it blooms and makes Kentucky such a beautiful state to live in the spring. You know, we would have none of that without the rain, the storms, the dark clouds in our life. And so today's program is just to encourage those of you that are going through a change. Sometimes it's not a change by choice. Maybe a loved one has died. You've lost your spouse. You've lost your father or your mother, or unfortunately even maybe a child, a close friend. I know a friend that contacted me recently through Messenger on Facebook and just said, please pray for me, on top of their husband walking out and leaving them just totally unexpectedly, no fighting or anything going on. Their best friend just found out they have terminal cancer and just has a few months to live. And they just simply said, you know, all this change, none that I was expecting. I just don't know how much more I can take. And, you know, I just prayed for them and encouraged them to just keep their eyes on Jesus, and that what, you know, is meant for evil, that God will use for good. But to cry out to God, tell him that you're hurting, that you're even you're angry, and that you don't understand. And of course, those of us who have been following Jesus for a while, we know that the book of Job talks all about that, about somebody who went through so many devastating things, losing children, all his financial possessions. He was an unbelievably wealthy person, and yet he still trusted God. And I love the verse that he said. It's kind of become one of my life verses. He says, though he slay me, talking about God, though God slays me, yet I will trust in him. And so, friends, today, maybe right now you feel like you're being slayed and you don't understand, and you just feel like it's been a long, long season of going through changes that you didn't want, and maybe you didn't expect some of those changes. But I want to encourage you that God is still on the throne, and he has not forgotten you. And what Jennifer LeClaire talked about in this book, her devotional book, Good Mornings with the Holy Spirit, that embrace my work in your life. It's not always fun, but it's worth it. And I do believe that. I know sometimes it's hard to see, and I do believe that God never wastes a hurt in our lives if we allow him to do that. But we have to understand that change is a process, and not always does it go well or the way that we plan. And that's why I think that Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 are so important. And, you know, some of you that have been following Jesus for a while, you should know that verse by heart. But if you haven't read the book of Romans lately, I want to encourage you to think about, you know, saying, you know what, I'm going to read that. Start reading a little bit of that each day, and turn that TV off and spend some time in God's Word. But in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, it says, "So, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship God. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." And so, friends, when you're going through change, you know, so many times our bodies, they're going to change. That's just part of living in a fallen world. And one day when we get to heaven, we'll all have perfect bodies, and I can't wait. But you know what? Just like our bodies go through change, our life does, the seasons, winter, spring, summer, fall, we go through seasons of change, but that's okay. God does not forsake us during those times. The Bible promises God will never leave you or forsake you. And I love the verse in Hebrews that says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." And yet, you know, sometimes we're going through that change, it's painful. It really is. And we're like, "Why, God?" But I want to encourage you to embrace that change. And instead of fighting it and going, "Why is this happening to me?" just say, "God, what is it that you're trying to teach me?" And so I love the Message version of Romans chapter 12, verses 1, 2. I shared the New Living Translation earlier, but the Message version says in Romans chapter 12, verses 1, 2, it says, "So here's what I want you to do with God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, you'll always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you as he develops well-formed maturity in you." And friends, you know, age is not necessarily a sign of maturity. I know young people 15 years old that are more mature than and make more mature decisions than people that are 55 years old. And don't mean that ugly, but, you know, it's just really true. And yet for some of us as followers of Jesus Christ, I got to ask you, have you matured in your faith? Are you making more mature decisions as follower of Jesus? And I love what John the Baptist was asked when Jesus showed up on the scene. Of course, John the Baptist was the one that went to prepare the way before Jesus came, and he told about Jesus coming. Yet, you know, John the Baptist was baptizing people. Obviously, it's how he got the nickname. It was doing miracles and just it was amazing. But finally, people came to him and said, "Hey, who do we follow? Do we follow Jesus or you?" And you talk about change. Think about this change for John the Baptist. I mean, he was the guy. He really was. He was the man, as the saying goes. Yet, I love how he answered that question in all humility. John the Baptist, you know, sat there and realized that the change was coming. And so he very humbly said in John chapter 3, verse 30, he said, "He must increase and I must decrease." I'm going to say that again. He must increase and I must decrease. He was talking about Jesus. And for some of you today, I believe that there's an area that God wants you to let him become greater in, and you must become less. And that's hard because our world tells us it's all about us. You can have it your way, and you should have it now. And with Amazon, we can have whatever we want within 24 hours, most of the time at our doorstep. And yet, I tell you, when you become a mature follower of Jesus, if you really want to change, that we have to have the same mindset as John the Baptist, that Jesus must become greater and I must become less. And so I don't know what area of your life that maybe God's speaking to you in that today, but he wants you to change the way you're handling things, maybe a conversation with a coworker, having a new attitude, a new opinion. I know I had a situation recently with one of the guys that's living with me as he's putting his life back together, and I'd asked him about something a couple of times, and he hadn't done it yet, and I was kind of frustrated about it and was going to say something out of emotion, but yet I prayed about it, and I said, "God, I want to mature in the way I handle situations that are frustrating to me." And I usually don't get upset, you know, if something happens once, but, you know, when something happens twice and it seems kind of common sense to me, I have to admit that by then I start to get a little frustrated. And yet I thought, you know what? I want to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and I'm going to sleep on this and just pray God the next day that I can speak to this guy, one of my roommates, in love, as the Bible asks us to do. And God just wide open made a door for me the next morning. He was getting his coffee, and I just was able to talk to him about this situation. And he said, "You know, I understand, you're right, and I'm going to do it right now." And I tell you, it was a huge growth moment for me. And I'll be 54 years old in June, and I'm a little slow sometimes, but I thought, thank you, God, that for once I got it. And instead of speaking out of emotion or frustration or disappointment or hurt, that I was able just to sleep on it, give it to the Lord, and ask God to provide the perfect time for me to have that conversation with him. And friends, God wants to do the same for you. And I realize, I believe, maybe you're listening by accident. You were just scanning the radio station and you came upon one of these radio stations that were on here in Central Kentucky, or maybe somebody sent you the podcast, or maybe you're a regular listener. And we have a lot of people that subscribe and follow us on iTunes and Podbean, and hope that you will do that yourself so you can get our 14-minute podcast sent to you. You can go to our website, hopeishere.today, and listen all the time. But I really do believe that somebody right now that's listening, whether it's on the radio, live, or on the podcast, that there's a change God wants to make in your life, in the situation, with the way you handle things, the way you handle people. And I want to ask you to just, that maybe John chapter 3, verse 30 might be your verse today, that Jesus will increase and you will decrease. Say it one more time. John chapter 3, verse 30, that Jesus will increase and that you will decrease. And in that, we can always find peace and hope. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.